I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. A 10-part documentary produced by the American Civil Liberties Union could very well be named The Real World, although it's nothing like the MTV version. Titled The ACLU Freedom Files, the series depicts real people struggling with civil liberties questions. Nadine Strossen, president of the ACLU, spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea. Strossen says it's the first time the group has done a project like this.
We have always been trying to engage in public information and education about civil liberties, but not being in control of the media, we don't have any power over what gets depicted, and it tends to be sound bites here and there, talking heads from our lawyers and other experts. Often the most controversial cases with the most controversial clients are singled out. So it doesn't really give a full-fledged, constructive understanding that typical people can relate to in an understanding of how civil liberties are something that are important for every single person in this country and that are really jeopardized for every single person in this country unless they stand up for their rights. And you can't really stand up for your rights unless you know what they are. So we really wanted to tell the stories of some of our typical but under-publicized clients that people could identify with and say, oh my goodness, that could be me, or that could be my son or daughter or my sister or brother.
One of the issues that you explore is racial profiling. And we're about to hear a clip of Warren Hutcherson. He's a successful TV sitcom writer in Hollywood and frustrated by racial profiling, of course, but he manages to tell his story in a very amusing way. Let's take a listen.
I got stopped. What is the is it a constant? I think it's a word. I go home and my friend is a cop in Baltimore, and I say, you know, I'm fed up with this California because they keep stopping me. So he says, you know what you got to do is you have to change your profile because no self-respecting drug dealer will drive around with either a baby seat or children's toys in the car. So I get a teddy bear and I just get it and I throw it in the back of my throw it in the back window and never again. Never ever been stopped since.
Nadine, how did you choose the people, whether it's people who have experienced an issue like Warren Hutcherson, or you have Margaret Cho, Richard Belzer, Noah Wiley, other celebrities? How did you choose the mix of people in this work?
It is mostly non-celebrities, ordinary people, a diverse cross-section of people who live in this country of every age, race, ethnicity, economic background, you name it, just so people can understand that everybody has a stake in these rights. And then we had a smattering of well-known comedians, politicians, actors, activists who lend their prestige and also, as in the Warren Hutcherson situation, show that they are not immune to these civil liberties violations either.
What is a right?
A right is something that you are born with by virtue of being an individual human being. Even our Declaration of Independence recognizes that all persons are created equal and they are endowed by their creator with certain rights and goes on to say that it's the purpose of government to defend and protect those rights. Unfortunately, in reality, government officials, sometimes through ignorance, sometimes through maliciousness, actually undermine those rights, whether it be engaging in racial profiling or censorship or other forms of rights violations or discrimination. And so we really need people to be able to stand up for their rights with the help of experts and activists such as those of us at the ACLU.
Your group is one whose name gets spoken about reverentially and also with great scorn. What is it that you believe your mission is? How does this documentary fit in with your mission? And why is that mission so controversial?
The ACLU's mission is to defend all fundamental freedoms for all people. And we are often described as Liberty's law firm or the law firm that defends the Bill of Rights, although we do it not only in the courts but in other arenas, including the public arena, which you and I are talking about, Farai. But unfortunately, the Bill of Rights itself and the concept of individual liberty is a very controversial one, especially when you are talking about rights for people who are not like yourself. I think we would not be doing an adequate job of fulfilling our mission if we were not subject to criticism, because by definition, we've got to take on the unpopular causes and clients and rights that are not adequately defended by government officials who are elected by the majority of the community and are not, therefore, often respectful of the rights of minority groups or dissenting political perspectives.
Finally, what are you going to do in the future regarding media? Is this the beginning of an entry into film and television? Has this produced the results that you desired?
We really hope so, Farai. It's a very expensive and complex undertaking. It is the first time that anything like this has ever been done by a public interest organization. But long ago, when the ACLU was founded at the beginning of the 20th century, we were one of the very first organizations to systematically go to the courts to advance individual rights. So this may be the wave of the future. Certainly, if we want to reach out to the younger generation that is so attuned to the mass media, this is a very, very important outreach effort.
Nadine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Today, speaking with ACLU President Nadine Strossen.